Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 18th. We should start off the week here on the strong side. Corn was up 10.5 cents overnight in December at 6.14 1/4. SEP wheat up 23 1/4 at $8 even money, and November beans up 33 cents at 13.75. We're coming up against the 200-day moving averages in the corn and beans. We'll see if they can close over that here this morning. Obviously, the hot and dry forecast pushing grains higher here. This week looks to be, you know, low 90s to low 100s in most of the Corn Belt, particularly in the western part. Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, all very hot out here. Very little chance of rain, so they're adding in some more weather premium into these markets. Now, the 10 to 15 day does look cooler and wetter, so, you know, can corn sustain another 10 days of dry weather? It'll be tough. We're in the pollination now. This is when we make this corn crop. So it's a pretty bad time to see it being hot and dry. And I think that's why we're higher here today. The bean market is strong with crude oil currently up $3.70 a barrel. There was no announcement signed between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. In fact, it looked like there was some testy disagreements out there. So crude's up currently $3.80 a barrel here. It's the better part of $6-7 off its lows. And that helped the bean oil up overnight. It was up 188 ticks. As long as the crude oil stays strong today, I would think that we'd see strong bean oil markets. Egypt is seeking wheat this week. Could the U.S. get some of the business? People are thinking that after last week's export sales being as strong as they were, 1 million metric tons, that the U.S. may see some of that business. With the dollar still relatively very strong, I think they're going to look elsewhere first, but the U.S. could get part of the business out here. We haven't seen any signing of the Russian-Ukrainian deal that would allow transport of grain through the Black Sea. Even if there is something signed this week, which was promised last week that there would be a deal signed this week, I'm not so sure the Russians are going to honor it. With all the fighting that's still going on, I just don't see that. But anyway, all the grains are stronger here this morning. We'll see if it holds. We've got the Dow Jones up 265, crude oil up 379. So people seem a little bit less concerned about a recession out here. But later in the week, we're going to get the Fed announcement on interest rates. There's a growing number of people that believe it's going to be a full percentage point increase, which is fairly unprecedented. So if they do that, you know, what's it going to do to these markets? I can't think that'll be helpful out here. But we'll see what the Fed does. We have export inspections this morning. I would think wheat could be a little bit better than expected. But I just don't see corn and beans being anything special out here. We will get crop ratings tonight. I would expect corn and beans maybe to slip a little bit again because of the hot, dry weather we've seen. Now, keep in mind, the I states have had some pretty good rains out here. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa have all had some pretty good rains. Minnesota, Wisconsin. So is that going to offset what's happening in the West? Probably not, because there's still, you know, states like Missouri, Tennessee, Arkansas that need rain. So that might be the tipping point and give us some lower numbers out there tonight. So it's going to be an interesting week. Weather will be in control here. And we'll see what happens once they make the Fed announcements on interest rates. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.